The man who inspired Pete Townsend and John Lennon to pick up the guitar is dead. Lonnie Donegan died yesterday in Peterborough, England. In the mid-1950s, Donegan was a star in Britain, playing a kind of music drawn almost exclusively from American influences. It was called skiffle, and it combined blues, jazz, and jug band music.
Now this is a story about the Rock Island life.
In 1954, while playing in a Dixieland jazz band, Lonnie Donegan recorded Lead Belly's Rock Island Line.
Going down the Rock Island Line, yes, yes, she's a mighty good road. Oh, well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like a fine. You get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
The song became a hit in Britain and in the U.S., Among those who caught skiffle fever were the members of a Liverpool group called the Quarrymen. They eventually brought their American-influenced music to this country as the Beatles. Lonnie Donegan was less famous here than in Britain. His only other top 20 U.S. hit was Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? He died after battling heart problems. He was 72 years old.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.